and award-winning honey now. It's a tree honey. It's made in Ruatahuna in the heart of Te Urewera Forest, and it's officially the best tasting in the world. The Rewarewa honey by Manawa Honey took out the grand prize at the Black Jar Honey Contest, which is an international blind tasting contest held in the US. And Brenda Tahi is the chief executive of the Tūhoe Tua Whenua Trust owned enterprise. She joins me now. Tēnā koe, Brenda.
Tēnā koe, Jesse. Kia ora hoki koe.
Well, this is great news.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a real thrill, wasn't it? gobsmacked when we got the results.
Yeah, tell me about this awards ceremony, how you ended up entering and how you got the news.
So it was last year when we were in COVID and we thought of how we might, sort of build a bit of a recovery out of the impact of COVID closure of borders last year. And we entered into this contest. And we found that this was a particular contest that focused just on tasting and was of particular interest to us. But we, once we entered December 2020, we put in our entry and the results didn't come out until June of this year. And there's quite a process for the judging of this contest, you know, through rounds and rounds of tasting,
right,
blind tasting technique that they use. But we were informed just through an email, and we weren't able to obviously attend the award ceremony, which is held in Asheville, where the contest is held. Yeah, so in the USA.
What did they say about your honey?
Well, it's interesting because they are not able to share any of the judges' comments. The judges are required, you know, it's quite a strict process that they go through where they are actually fed the honey. They're not allowed to talk about the honey to their co-judges. And they're, the judges, the jars are covered by these black cloth bags.
Right.
And that's where the name Black Jar comes from. But when we got the result, it was just a simple, you know, you're one of the winners, you know, in this contest. And we thought we might have won one of the categories. And then I went back to the email and sort of read it again. And then we were actually declared the grand first prize winner.
Wow.
So there's 10 categories to the contest, and these categories can change each year. But we came through as the winner of the creamed honey category. And then in the final, the grand final, they actually judge all the honeys again. They taste it again. And the grand prize, a first prize winner, is chosen from the winners of the 10 categories. So we move to the overall winner.
Huh. Yeah, what's creamed honey, Brenda?
So creamed honey is honey that has been processed or worked in a certain way when it's before it's put into the jar, just to seed it with a very fine crystal of honey that you can use from a previous batch or for a particular type, that sets the honey very fine and creamy, rather than some honeys actually like the whatever when they crystallize from their raw state. Sometimes they can crystallise with very coarse crystals.
Mm.
And some people prefer the creamed type of honey. And most parts of the world, actually, they go for a liquid honey, and you will see these in sort of jars that are, you know, bear-shaped or whatever, you know, too easy to squeeze.
Yeah.
And a lot of people like to have their honey in that form. But to get it into a liquid state, unless it's a particular type of honey that holds a liquid state for a long time, usually they have to heat it quite a lot. And that heating, that undue heating, can lead to a loss of some of the quality of the honey.
Okay. So this is the good stuff, unadulterated. And I'd love to hear more about your business. Can you tell us how you got into honey and what your setup is there?
So we decided on honey about 10 years ago, basically. We thought that bees would be good for our environment. 10 years before that, the varroa mite had come to New Zealand and wiped out all the wild honeybee hives throughout New Zealand. So you have to keep honeybees to be able to have them in your ecosystem. We thought it would be a good thing for Te Uira Uira. And because that's what we'd had here naturally, you know, for a long period of time. And also for our local farm and our orchards, our home gardens, that kind of thing. Honey is great for our health, so we wanted it back into our diet. And we could see it was the kind of business that would create the kinds of jobs that would be attractive to a lot of our people here in Rotahuna. Not everyone wants to be a beekeeper, but some do, and we've got them out beekeeping, but others, there's work in the office doing marketing, you know, office support. There's food production with the extraction and then the packing of the honey. So there's different roles within the business that the creation of jobs was one of our key objectives, and but meaningful ones, or ones that people can move from, you know, graduate through the business, you know, from coming in doing the photocopying to start, but ending up as, say, a digital marketing analyst, that kind of thing.
So the honey tastes good. Is the business model working? Is it a sustainable business, and, you know, is it making money?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. We were COVID affected from last year, so we're looking to take our honey overseas more than what we were doing in the past. We had focused on the New Zealand market and tourists coming into New Zealand, as well as New Zealanders. Our honey is available in Countdowns, but, you know, we're also in tourist outlets. Obviously, there was impact from COVID last year, so we're moving more towards export to reach our customers overseas. But we see that for the purposes that we had, which was not just to have an economically viable business, but also one that's viable from the perspective of our people and the development of our people, we need to have a business that's of a certain size, and we're still growing to that, but we don't see that we want to become, you know, a really big honey company. We just want to stay about the size that will meet the interests and the needs of our people and their development of working in our business, as well as for the area that we work in, which is Te Uira Uira, the forest of Te Uira Uira.
Yeah. And is it based around a hapu or an iwi? Is there a connection there?
Yes. So there's a number of hapu here in Rotahuna, and most of these hapu, or nearly all of them, would have shares in the lands that we are responsible for.
Oh, cool.
So the Manawa Honey is owned by the Tūhoe Tuawhenua Trust, which owns manages, is responsible for about 9,000 hectares of private here around the Rotahuna village. Yeah. So, and that's all then surrounded by Te Uira Uira, which used to be the national park. Yeah.
Yeah. Does depend on, like, what sorts of trees are the bees going for? And I know this is quite a simple question, but how do you tell which trees the bees have gone to when you're labelling the honey?
Yeah, so the forest is diverse in that there's different trees, but most of them sort of cluster in different parts of the forest, and they flower at different times. Sometimes they, you know, like Manuka and Tawari can sometimes flower at the same time in our region.
Mm-hmm.
Each year, you know, certain species are flowering more than others. So every year the harvest is actually different, and the way in which we place our hives and the timing of when we harvest the honey will then determine are a couple of factors, okay, in determining what sort of honey you get. But the key factor is that the bees are true in what they will collect. And so they do this, they don't harvest across different species in any day. What they're doing is they're harvesting from one species.
Pretty cool.
And they do, it's an incredible thing about bees. And so out the scouts go in the morning, and they go and find what is the optimal source. So it may not be the closest, it may be farther afield, like our Tawari honey as comes from the Tawari tree is normally farther afield than a lot of other species that'll be closer to the hives. And they will hone in on a species like Tawari. It can be distant, but because it gives so much nectar, they know that this is the best place for them to be.
Great.
So they go back to the hive, and you may have heard about how the bees will do a waggle dance. And so this, they go into the hive and they show the other bees where the source is that all the bees are to go to for the day. And they do it by the angle that they place their bodies across frame that they're on according to the sun. And then they can also do this waggle to the extent that they can show how far to go.
Brenda, so sounds like you've become an expert on these
beautiful
little animals.
Creatures.
Hey, well done. Mihi mahana kia koe e rangatira. Kia pai te haere. Thanks for your time today, and I hope to talk to you again, and all the best with the business.
Yes, kia ora. Ngā mihi anō ki a koe, Jesse. Thank you so much for the opportunity for sharing some of our success and some knowledge about what happens with bees in the hive today, and you go well. Thank you.
Look out for Manawa honey, just been named the best tasting honey in the world.